You are our strength, Lord. Our strength, Lord. You are my confidence, Lord. You are my confidence. There is nowhere else for me to run to. There is nowhere else for me to go. There is nothing left. There is nothing. There is nothing left, Lord, but you. There is nothing left but you. There is nothing left, Lord. You are my refuge, my strong tower. You are my substance, Lord, flowing through my veins. Thank you, Jesus. Touch the heart, Lord. Touch the heart, the very center of my life. The very center of our lives, Lord. Touch our hearts, Lord. Our inner man. Our inner man. Not the outside, Lord. The inside, where the thought process is. The inside, where the thinking is. The inside, where the strength is. Touch in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. It's so easy to be spiritual, but it's very hard to be real. It's hard to be real. You can't even practice to be real, to be honest. Because once you start practicing, you're not real anymore. We're going to read from a psalm that gives us the reason to be real. We can be ourselves and be confident in God. And that's why I pray that God should touch our hearts so that we don't think like mere men. Amen. It's Psalm 139. And I'll read. O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Now as I read these verses, try and consider them as I read through. Thou knowest my downseating and mine uprising. Thou understandest my thoughts afar off. Thou compassest my path and my lying down, and art acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, thou knowest it altogether. Thou hast beset me behind and before, and laid thine hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain it. Whither shall I go from thy spirit? Let me put it in modern day English. Where can I go from thy spirit? There is nowhere for you to hide. Whither shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend unto the heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. No matter the situation, no matter the condition, no matter the weakness, he is there. Amen. Amen. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me. Yea, the darkness hideth not from thee, but the night shineth as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to thee. For thou hast possessed my reins. Thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul know it right well. My substance was not hid from thee. You see, he knows us. He knows us. He knows me. In the closet, he knows what I'm thinking. He knows what I'm thinking. That's my confidence. I would have given up ages ago, but that's my confidence. That before I was born, he knew me. Do you know, I can get excited all day on this verse. I can get excited all day. He knew me. He knew my reins, every nerve before it came together. He knew me. Then he gave it a name. Say, yes. This is your name. This shall be your path. It's enough for you to be real before God. There is nothing. I'm naked before him. Gosh, I've lost the verse now. Verse 15. My substance was not hid from thee, when I was made in secret and curiously wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Thine eyes did see my substance, yet being unperfect. And in thy book all my members were written, which in continuance were fashioned, when as yet there was none of them. It means even before I became the sum of my substance, the sum of my life, before I became, they had been written about me already. Hallelujah. I'll continue. Verse 17. Thank you. Thank you, sir. How precious also are thy thoughts unto me, O God. How great is the sum of them. If I should count them, they are more in number than the sand. When I awake, I am still with thee. Surely thou wilt slay the wicked, O God. Depart from me therefore, ye bloody men, for they speak against thee wickedly. All thine enemies take thy name in vain. Do not I hate them, O Lord, that hate thee? And am not I grieved with those that rise up against thee? I hate them with perfect hatred. I count them mine enemies. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. That's my confidence. That's why I can be real, because he knows me. Praise God. Praise God. I'd just like us to take this song. Think about his love. Think about his goodness. That's number 9.
For as high as the heavens above, great is the measure of our Father's love. Great is the measure of our Father's love. Think about his love. Think about his goodness. About his grace, and where his brothers run. For as high as the heavens above, great is the measure of our Father's love. Great is the measure of our Father's love.
Great is the measure.
Great is the measure of our Father. So great, so great, so great, so great. Great is the measure of our Father. So great, so great, so great. Great, 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 great. Great is the measure, great is the measure, great. Hallelujah. 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 Father, we bless you. I can break down to tears just thinking about all your love towards me. Sometimes it confuses me, because at my lowest low, you stroke me and you still tell me you love me. And I know it goes for all your children, Lord. Father, we thank you. Each man standing here has a book written about him. And it has been ordained that today, at this point in time, we will be here. Father, we just bow in worship to you. Touch our hearts, Lord. Touch our hearts, Lord. So that our ways will be pleasing before you. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen.